Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The U.S. House District 17 was the seat that was controlled by Connor Lamb, but when he chose to run for another office, it meant that that was going to be wide open. And as a result, now we've got a toss-up for this particular seat. One of the men who is running for that particular position is joining us right now on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Welcome into the program, Jeremy Schaefer. Jeremy, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rick. Thank you so much for having me on.
He's a Republican running for the District 17 race against Chris DeLuzio. Jeremy, give me an idea. How does a guy who is a commissioner in Ross Township, who was a software engineer from CMU, how does somebody decide that, you know what, I want to go to Washington, I want to try to make a difference there? How do you get from point A to point B, C, D, or E?
Yeah, that's, well, great question. So I've always been a problem solver at heart, and whether that was solving technical problems, I had a small business that my friend and I started while we were at Carnegie Mellon to actually keep our bridges and roads safe, and we grew it to have 36 all-American jobs right here in Allegheny County, and we solved bridge safety issues all around the country. And then in Ross Township, where we moved with my family, I saw things in Ross that weren't going the way that I liked. And back in 2013, I ran in a very Democrat area. I just laid out, here's the problem, here's the solution. And my slogan was, let's make Ross better together. And we got a lot done. And I was elected president of Ross Township on a 6-3 Democrat board. And so I've always been a bipartisan problem solver. And right now, I see the direction of our country. I mean, look, we're tearing ourselves apart from the inside out. And we need people in both parties who are going to step up and say, you know, enough is enough. We need to get this country back on track, who are willing to put the country before their party and get things done in Washington, D.C. And I think I have a proven track record of doing that.
Is it possible that we return civility to politics? I had somebody on earlier today who was just talking about that from the Carter Center, saying that we want to have candidates who are going to say, we are going to do this in a way that democracy and our nation matters far more than what I say about that guy or what she says about this lady, that we need to have that. Can we get back to that point?
We desperately need to, and that's something I strongly support. I think it's the principled candidate project they might do, and that's something that I personally support. And I certainly hope that all candidates. I mean, people. When I talk to voters, they want to hear about the issues. They don't want to hear about this crazy mudslinging that's going on. And I love talking to issues. I love talking about what is the problem, how can we solve it, how can we work together to get things done in this country.
So what are the issues? You go to Washington, if you're elected, what are the issues that are the most important things for you or that you are hearing from potential constituents as you go to D.C.?
Yeah. You know, as an engineer, maybe I have a little bit of a different take on things, but I look at our congressional system, and the system itself is broken. It's been broken by both parties. So number one, I'm 45 years old. There are people who have been in Congress longer than I've been alive. There are people who go into Congress as middle-class Americans who come out on the other end as multimillionaires. The system was not designed to be that way. And both parties are at fault for that. So number one, I am a big believer that I will work with Democrats, Republicans. We got to get term limits instituted. We need things like a balanced budget in place. And then on the issue side, so separate from the brokenness of the system, people are struggling. Right now, inflation is over 9%. That is the number one issue, cost of living. It's the equivalent of they're taking away an entire month of your paycheck with inflation right now. And I can't tell you how many stories I've heard that just break my heart. Families in which kids can't do youth sports because the family can't afford to buy the equipment or to pay the registration fee. And so getting our budget and our spending prioritized working with both parties to get that done. Look, you know, the last time we had a balanced budget in this country was with a Democrat president, Bill Clinton, and a Republican Congress. So, you know, maybe after this election cycle, again, all this partisanship gets put aside, we can work together to get something done, to balance our budget, to get inflation under control, to tackle issues with crime and safety, to make America energy dominant and get our energy prices down and provide quality jobs for people here in Western Pennsylvania.
Republican Jeremy Schaefer seeking the 17th District House seat that is open right now. It was a seat that was held by Connor Lamb. With the redistricting that has taken place in this particular 17th, it means that you've got Beaver County plus a large portion of Allegheny County. How different are those two, and how does one person represent both interests?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, I spend a lot of my days driving across Beaver and Allegheny County. And, you know, I've got a lot of family connections to Beaver County. I've been here in Allegheny County for over 23 years. But there's a lot of commonality issues. People want what's best for their family, what's best for their community. They want what's best for this country. And so whether or not you're living on a farm in Beaver County or you're living in a row house in Wilkinsburg, you know, people want good schools. They want low taxes. They want to know that government's working for them and that when they go to bed at night, there's not going to be someone breaking into their house or robbing their car. So these are issues that we can work together with across a very diverse district.
How expensive has politics become, and how do we make it so that it is accessible for anybody who wants to run, not just people with deep pockets who can loan money to their own campaign or get money from outside sources? Has it priced certain people out?
Oh, absolutely. The current system, and this goes back to me saying the system is broken, is absolutely ridiculous. This race, I think we are on track, both parties, outside groups. The super PACs are going to spend far more money than my own campaign is able to. This race is on track to be close to a $20 million race. And here's the reason, Rick. There are 435 U.S. congressional districts in this country. Both parties have abused the redistricting process so that in entire states, there is not a single competitive congressional district. What that means is that out of 435 districts, there's really only about 20 to 40. So less than 10% of all congressional districts does a general election matter. Every one of those other districts, it's whoever wins their party.
Who wins the primary, right?
Yeah. So gerrymandering, this excessive gerrymandering that both parties have been guilty of doing needs to stop, because what you're doing is you are basically you're taking the voter's choice out of it. And it's creating a very almost like a kill or be killed. It's like politics is becoming a death match, and it's taking the civility out of the political process. So we desperately need gerrymandering redistricting and reform to stop gerrymandering. And that's not something that really probably needs to be done at the state level. But there are entire states, Maryland, Arkansas, Louisiana, there's not a single competitive congressional district. And it really shouldn't be that way.
No, we appreciate you being on and being with us. What is the plan as far as where are you going to be this weekend? What are you going to do with the storm coming through, et cetera? Does that mean you kind of shut things down from a campaign standpoint?
No, we never shut things down. Tonight, I am going so my kids actually go to Pine Richland, and we are going to the Pine Richland NA game, which I know you all will be broadcasting.
We will.
So looking forward to that one. Should be a great game. I love high school football in Western PA. Last week I was at the Penn Hills North Hills game, which we used to live in North Hills, and So actually have so many friends there, and that was an amazing game. It was a one-point game at the end. North Hills came back. But we're going to be working hard. We've got volunteers. We even go out in the rain. We do stuff in our campaign office. This is nonstop. We're in it to try to turn this country around, and a little rain isn't going to slow us down.
Jeremy Schaefer joining us here as he's running for U.S. House in District 17 here in Pennsylvania. Thanks for being here, Jeremy.
Thank you for having me on.
We appreciate it. Jeremy Schaefer, Republican, running for the U.S. House.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.